You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
There is never a bad time for some good friends.
Dude, I'm in the bathroom. Get out of here.
This is the Ace and Friends radio show.
Fun, funny, and fast. Just back from the VMAs, ready to go. It's weird. I feel this need to at least click over and check out the VMAs.
Oh, man.
When they come on. Last night was the 40th anniversary of the MTV Video Music Awards.
Everybody was looking good, too,
and,
man.
And I mean, who's everybody?
Taylor Swift was looking good.
Taylor Swift looked great, to be honest with you.
What's her name? Katy Perry was looking good during that performance.
Yeah, I didn't think that much, but her hair was wet, oily looking. I thought it was odd. But again, I'm a grown adult male. And I probably should not have bothered to watch. I enjoyed watching Eminem open the show, but I kind of feel this need to check it out. It's 40 years the Video Music Awards have been around. I was 16 when they debuted in 84. And it was a huge deal. Well, the first year is kind of like, well, this will be cool. I'll check this out. And then, you know, by the late 80s, throughout the 90s, it was a massive deal. Even in the early 2000s. And then it kind of began to die off.
Mm-hmm. Big deal.
And I was sitting there watching it last night thinking, what am I doing? I'm watching, and I flipped over when I realized they were on. I flipped over right before the show began. I was watching like the last 2 minutes, and these two guys were interviewing Tyla, I believe was her name. Mm-hmm. And I was like, hey, I don't know who any of these people are on the screen. I mean, I know the name Tyla, but I would not have recognized her. Mm-hmm. And then the two guys interviewing her, I was like, I don't know. And I kept thinking, these guys are horrible. And at one point, I thought I would smoke these guys in this job. Then I realized, nobody needs a 56-year-old man on the
right, well.
The VMA red carpet.
That's the difference between being...
Tyla, what are you wearing?
Difference between a DJ and a VJ.
Nobody needs to be up there.
But like Andy Cohen's your age, and he does that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but he does it with adults.
Oh,
like you see Andy Cohen host, you know, the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills reunion.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's me. That's right up my alley. I would crush that job. And I think he's great at that. I'd be fantastic at that.
I think nobody, you're selling yourself short on the VMAs.
Nobody needs me up there interviewing Tyla on the VMA red carpet before it goes on.
You'd have to be better than the dude doing it. So like
that, I don't think that counts. I think viewers would turn that on. Your VMA, typical VMA viewer now would turn that on and go, oh, who's the old guy? I'm not watching this. Boom, they're out.
You just gotta wear a hat and you'll be fine.
I'd be like a modern day Kurt Loder.
Just, yeah.
That's who I'd have. We got a lot of fun stuff coming up today. Hang on, we'll get started next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
I have a developing issue in my house that I think y'all will find entertaining. So every night we have a series of events that takes place that starts bath time leading into bedtime for baby Dax, who is, well, 15 months old next week. And there are some different things that have to happen. And normally there's music playing. I always make certain that I play music for him all the time. And a couple of times recently, Amanda has been gone. Like she was teaching a class, or one night she was gone to dinner with a couple of her friends, that kind of thing. And I like to switch up, give them a variety of music. You know, I'll give them. Sometimes we'll hit the 80s. Sometimes we'll play some current stuff. One night it was all Zeppelin, not really super hard stuff, but like we did some Kashmir, Fool in the Rain, that kind of stuff. No Stairway. I don't have time for that.
Okay.
And last night, Amanda had left the bathroom to go. Dax was in the tub. Amanda had left the bathroom. And I don't think, Rob, that Riggins is going to appreciate my song selection. But last night, for some reason, I was feeling kind of a nostalgic and went with some 90s country.
Oh.
Doug Stone, Rob.
Oh, is that the one we were talking about the other day?
Yeah, that did. What'd you do with those swinging doors? Where's the sawdust on the floor? Jukebox for the Country song is the name of the song.
Why's everybody wearing suits and ties?
Where I stand, I can't believe my eyes. That is a great song. But it was that backed up with Joe Diffie.
Ooh.
What's it? Prop me up by the jukebox. If I die, Lord, I want to go to heaven, but I don't want to go tonight. And Amanda walks in and goes, what is going on? What are you playing? And it's like, classics. I'm playing classics, trying to broaden his musical horizon and educate him because he has shown an affinity for the drums, and I want him to be well-versed in everything.
Yeah, and you look at her and go, you play Rihanna for him.
Yeah,
I'm sure she does.
She does. That's her favorite, right? Yeah. Rihanna and these weird remixes. Like, we got in her car the other day, and her phone connected automatically. It's playing the weirdest version of Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Mm.
It's like a remix. It's like, I don't know all the words of this song, but it's like, you know, girls just want to have fun. Oh, girls just want. I was like, what is this remake? This is terrible.
Did she use Spotify for music?
Yeah, she's like, it's a cool down. It's part of the stretch after our run.
Spotify has some weird stuff on
it. It's super weird, but she didn't have an appreciation for. You know, and tonight I think we're going to probably maybe 80s hip hop.
Ooh.
Are we not? Eric B. and Rakim.
Yes.
She's going to love it.
The Ace and TJ Show.
Oh, I didn't switch the page. Here we go, Rob.
This is Ace and Friends.
Rob, that means the first break, the sweeper's incorrect. And I didn't catch it.
Okay.
Here we go.
This is Ace and Friends. When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts. Ace and Friends.
Through the years, stereotypes about roles in a relationship have changed. There was a time that if a man was going to be gone, a woman would not know what to do when things went haywire in the house. And if there was an issue with lighting or batteries or, you know, concrete, I don't know what, building a fire. Those were male things. Well, I'm not going to lie. That still apparently holds true in this lady's house who's going viral because this is just insane.
My husband's out of town and my freaking toilet just overflowed out of the blue. I went peeing and it just started, it wouldn't flush and then it went overflowing. And so I called my mom, we had to fix it. And now I have to go mop my floor. And I am so upset. I am so upset. So off Cinderella goes because the day my husband goes out of town, either a spider shows up or this. Are you kidding? I'm not meant to be this independent. Oh, my God.
She's literally crying.
Oh, my God.
Sobbing.
She's never fixed a toilet overflowing?
A toilet overflowed.
I love that. It's either a spider shows up or...
Yeah, so I guess that must have been the last time he went out of town. A spider showed up and she didn't know what to do. Like, every other woman in America is like, oh, man, you're making us look... Calm down.
That's what I thought.
Oof. You're making us look so bad.
That's pretty minor on the scale of things that can go wrong.
One of the first comments was somebody that said, the good news is you remained calm throughout.
Yeah, I mean, honestly. I mean, sobbing? Get a plunger. Have you ever gotten like a plunger before?
Clearly she has. She didn't know what to do.
And she wanted to make sure you guys know that she just peed when she was in there.
Yeah.
It wasn't peed. I just peed, guys. That's it.
Follow Ace and Friends on all social media platforms at Ace Cannon Media. More Ace and Friends coming up.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and Friends.
We share a lot of ourselves, our secrets, so forth and so on, here on Ace and Friends. And we've learned a lot about each other, specifically Tech D Rob lately, who just seems like he's opened up and been sharing a lot of stuff. But I learned something today that I didn't know. I did not know that Rob has a passion for sour cream.
Whoa.
I mean, sour cream came up in an off-air conversation, and I was blown away by the way Rob spoke of his love of sour cream.
It's intense.
I used to avoid it because it sounded gross, and it looked gross a little
that's
bit
right.
too.
But that's kind of a fascinating thing. You never tried it just because you didn't like the name.
I didn't like the smell of it either. So I gave it the everything but taste test essentially. Like I just looked at it and it's like, that looks kind of iffy. The name's not good. It smells bad. Nah, I'm out.
But then what made you try sour? How long ago was it you tried sour cream?
It's been a couple of years, but okay. I went to Taco Bell one day and they forgot to take the sour cream off because I would always order without sour cream. And then I just gave it a shot and I was like, oh, this is a lot better than I expected it to be.
So you did realize in advance that the sour cream was on whatever it was you'd purchased from Taco Bell.
I ordered it without it, but they just gave me the wrong thing, yeah. Which happens all the time at a Taco Bell.
But you carried through and ate it, and I think that's...
And then decided, this is great. And then through the years, it sounds like it's a borderline obsession with sour cream, yeah. The way you speak of it.
I mean, I have it on hand at all times now.
Right now? Is there sour cream in the room with us right now?
No, at home, sorry. Every meal, I need it available.
Really?
But I'm not necessarily using it every meal, but just in case.
So your home is never without sour cream.
If it is, I'm going to get some.
Have you put sour cream on anything that normally you wouldn't? Like, you know, you put sour cream on a baked potato. You mentioned you use sour cream in various Mexican dishes. Have you started putting it like on something that people would go, oh, you put sour cream on? Because I love sour cream. I think it's great.
No, not really. It's mostly just like anything with a tortilla is what I would use a sour cream in. But I do that a lot. So I make either like some tacos or some wraps or whatever. Of chicken stuff, and then you just put sour, dollop it on there.
It's my favorite meal.
Wraps of some chicken stuff?
Wraps of some chicken stuff.
What was that? Follow Ace and Friends on all social media platforms at Ace Cannon Media. More Ace and Friends coming up. Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app. Meet up with your friends.
Love it!
Ace and Friends.
You are about to be blown away by a secret a woman discovered in Italy. And I laughed out loud when I saw this because the audacity of the Italians to try to pull this little trick that they pull. Couple goes to a restaurant. They sit down. They're visiting Italy on vacation. And the female makes an observation about her menu and says, I'm going to do a little TikTok about what I see on my menu because I find it kind of interesting. And watch how this takes a hard left turn into an old school series.
So we sit down at this restaurant in Italy, and I was like, why is there no prices in the menu? Like, are they trying to rip us off? Look.
What do you mean? I got prices on mine.
What?
There's prices on my menu. Oh, I got the guy's menu.
And I got the girl menu with no pricing.
Two different.
You go to this restaurant in Italy, and I don't know. I've never been to Italy. I don't know if all the restaurants do this or not. But they brought two menus. His menu has prices. Her menu does not.
That is very interesting.
Assuming, point being, they just believe, oh, well, the guy is paying.
Yeah.
He's the only one that needs to be concerned with the price. We don't even need to bother her pretty little head with worrying about how much something costs.
You just pick out something you like to eat. This is not your worry. I kind of like it. I'm kind of into it.
It looked like a pretty fancy place, too.
It looked like a very fancy place.
Yeah.
But what do you mean you're into it,
Rick? I kind of like it. You know, I don't know. The Europeans are more old school than we are. We're more evolved as Americans. Yeah. But there's something traditional that harkens back to.
Kind of like the assumption that, this is clearly the guy.
He's going to take care of her. Yeah. I think I kind of dig that.
You just sit there and look pretty, man.
Mm-hmm. Order your food.
Order whatever your little heart desires. The man is going to pay for it.
Yeah. I just wonder, do they have like two stacks? They're like, we've got one woman, one man. So they get one from each. I mean, they probably have to keep those separated.
Yeah, they would have to, I would think.
And if it's a group, like, do none of the women get menus with prices on them?
Yeah, what if you only have, like, what if four women come in? Then what do they do? I guess everybody gets a price menu.
The most masculine of among you is going to get the price one.
It probably depends on how it breaks down. Yeah, but, if you have all men, everybody gets a price. All women, everybody gets a price.
They always hand the bill to you, or do they put it in the middle of the table?
They just usually put it in the middle of the table.
Yeah, they don't want to get too in the weeds on that kind of stuff. I don't blame you.
You don't want to do that.
Just trying to get a tip, baby.
But I was fascinated with that. Guy gets a menu with pricing, woman does not. Know your role.
We came here to have a good time.
This is Ace and Friends. Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app. Ace and Friends.
I discovered something today while trying to buy something online, and I hope everybody else can share in my frustration, or I could be an idiot. But I saw something on Instagram. And sometimes Instagram ads work on me. And it was this thing you put, we have a lot of those cups in our house that are like, I don't know what they're made out of, metal or something, but they have like a transparent top that kind of you push down, or it screws down on there, kind of usually it's a push down kind of thing. And the tops get all confused and they're in a bag, like a big Ziploc bag right now. And I find that super annoying.
It's a pain.
And it was a little thing you can hang those on that goes in your cabinet. And super cheap, genius idea. But here's the problem. It's an Instagram ad. And it just says like hashtag Amazon finds. Hashtag Amazon. Well, when I click the hashtag, because it's the hashtag becomes a link, it's not on there. So I'm like, okay, I like this. It's a cool product.
Yeah.
I'd like to purchase it. You didn't leave me a way to know. I don't know what it's called. I don't know how to find it. I don't know. Am I supposed to Google and put like, I don't know what I Google.
I don't even know what to Google.
Things, clear plastic tops. I don't know what to Google.
Things, clear plastic tops.
Like stick on or something. I don't know. I don't know what words to use.
I'm picturing you going, hey, Google, where I buy this clear top?
Exactly. Well, no, I've got the tops. I've got to find this little shelf attachment thing. Okay. And I don't know what to say. And I've looked, and I went to the account itself.
Yeah.
Click the account. It's not on there. So you post, I don't know what to do. You post this thing, and now I can't find it. Why would you not leave me a link?
Yeah. Well, there is a way to figure that out, but it's way more fun with you not knowing it.
So there is, what do you mean there's a way to figure it out?
I mean, probably you go to their profile, you click the link in their bio, and it takes you to like their Amazon storefront.
I click the link in the bio.
It might be that. I don't know. It could be that.
I'm glad I brought this up with y'all, because if I do it at home, it's going to be like, the old guy, just give me the phone.
Oh, no, I would never patronize you like that, but it is, I think it's way funnier when you don't know, because it gets you frustrated.
Yeah, just, why not just leave me
a Google, help me find the storage for my cups.
Yeah, I forget to click the link in the profile.
It could be that, but I don't know.
It's
maybe
it's going to be there. That's where it's going to be.
Maybe.
And I'm overreacting. It just was very frustrating.
Yeah. I get it.
It's just like if you see something you like and you click it, and then they've got to give you an ad. You can get this much off. I don't even know if I want to buy it yet.
Yeah.
You'll purchase now. I can't even see it.
Yeah, give me some details.
I sound like the old guy now.
It's selling fast.
I sound like the old guy.
We came here to have a good time.
This is Ace and Friends. watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app. Meet up with your friends.
Love it.
Ace and Friends.
I don't know if anybody actually ever counts sheep to try to get to sleep at night, but that's, you know, the old thing. You count, you know, count sheep or whatever. People have a lot of different things to do. I've never always thought counting sheep thing was dumb.
I
never
seen. I always wondered if people who actually did that.
I've tried it. It doesn't help me.
I know it's been a long, long time, but maybe when I was, you know, like in high school or college, like I'll try that. And then you're like, well, I don't get it. I don't know how this works.
I end up losing count and starting over. And I'm like, because it, for some reason.
Yeah. It ends up making me think.
Yeah, it's not good. You shouldn't be thinking when you're going to sleep. That's the problem already. Well,
Rob, wait until you hear this lady who's going viral for what she does at night as she goes to bed.
My wife just told me the weirdest thing. She said that she makes up fake scenarios in her head to help herself fall asleep.
Yes.
Go on, tell them what you said.
Okay, well, I'm not going to give you all the details or else we'll be here for hours. But basically, all summer, I've been going to Adele's house when I go to bed, and Adele's having these like different dinner parties, and the guest list changes every night. So like the most recent one was very musical. So it's like me, Adele, Harry Styles, Idris Elba, Ray is there.
Can I invite Oasis?
I don't know. I have to ask Adele.
That is so wild.
She is a good friend of mine.
Oh my God.
You're so weird.
Watch your tone with me, or else you'll be uninvited to Adele's.
And that was my thought, Rob, the same thing you just said a second ago, is that I would, if I tried to do that, I would end up in a whole long, drawn-out thought process that would have to keep me awake.
Yeah, no thank you.
Seems very complicated.
That's really funny, though, that she's ended up creating entire scenarios of, I wonder what does she envision Adele's house looking like?
Yeah.
Now, I have lots of questions. Who are you seated next to? Were you seated next to, or were you between Adele and Idris Elba?
Sounds like a great party. I would want to go to that party.
Yeah, who wouldn't want to go to that?
Adele.
Can I invite
Oasis?
Do you
think you would enjoy dinner with celebrities?
Yes.
For what reason, Riggins?
Just to kind of take it all in. I don't need to be
I think Adele would be fun to have dinner with. Absolutely. She would be, I think she would be hilarious, and it would be a pretty loose type of conversation.
Tom Cruise. I want to hear him, what he really talks to, like how he actually talks to people when the cameras aren't on him.
I just have so many questions.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I think it could be interesting just because I would be interested in how their lives work. And I think they would like me because I would ask them a lot of questions about them.
Would you?
They probably like to talk about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They're big stars. And I would have lots of questions about them.
Oh, it'd be amazing. Adele, Tom Cruise, Idris Elba would be great. Harry Styles, probably a good guess.
I think Harry Styles would be interesting.
Yeah. But I'm definitely, now I'm all wired up. If I'm thinking about that, I'm like,
exactly.
What am I going to wear in front of Adele?
What do you think? Is this one going to be dressy? Or is this one going to be like a barbecue?
What do you wear to Adele's house? I don't know.
Then you got to map out what does her house look like? It's like one of those English houses where they don't have a driveway. They just have that big open area with rocks on it. And
she lives in Sylvester Stallone's old house, which I always thought was so weird.
Oh, so then now I'm thinking about what does Sylvester Stallone's house look like? Probably gaudy.
And probably what's his new house look
like? He's got his statue out by the pool.
The Rocky statue?
He's got the Rocky statue by the pool.
If I bought Sylvester Stallone's house, I leave the Rocky statue up by the pool.
She left it up.
You have to.
But I mean, talk about he likes himself.
That's fantastic. I love that.
This is Ace and Friends. The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day. Ace and Friends.
I saw an interesting question as the world still reels from the fact that Dave Grohl of the Foo Fighters has had a baby out of wedlock. But the question was, he's got an 18-year-old, a 15-year-old, and a 10-year-old. Now, my parents divorced separated when I was in the fourth grade. I think the divorce wasn't final until like I was in the sixth grade. But and it was due to some infidelity on my father's part. But again, I was like 8 when I found out, or 10, 9 or 10, something like that. Better or worse to find out now as a 10 or a 15-year-old, or 20 years from now as a 35-year-old?
That your parent is cheating on the other parent?
Yeah.
Hmm. Probably when you're young, I would imagine. See, you have more of the coping mechanisms when you become an adult to maybe deal with it better.
Yeah, I think as an adult, perhaps you have a better understanding. If you're 30 when you find out that one of your parents is cheating on the other one, maybe you have a better way of, maybe you just can understand through different experiences a little bit more about the world.
Yeah, and you also realize that your parents are humans.
They're flawed.
Yeah, and as a kid, you don't. You see your parents as superheroes, yeah. And then when something happens like that, it could be crushing. But as an adult, you kind of realize that they're imperfect.
Yeah, so I think I would rather have found out later in life.
I think I would, too.
You know, even if they divorced and you didn't really know why until later in life. Mm-hmm. As long as they didn't divorce and all those years, for 20 years, they've let you think that you were the problem.
Yeah, right.
You were the reason they divorced.
It's all because of you.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Yeah. Well, I found that out recently. It's on my podcast with my son, Kate. We did an edition of The Meaningful Meeting for his 22nd birthday, and found out that when my ex-wife and I divorced, there was a while that he thought it was because of something he did, because he was having a hard time in school, and he thought the stress that he brought was the reason that was one of the reasons, one of the main reasons, at least. So you have to take great pains as a parent not to let the kids think that they're the problem.
Yeah.
But what if they were?
Well, in my case, they weren't, so I would just leave that out there. We'll
cross that bridge when we get to it.
Then we would cross that bridge when we get to it.
Dax might be another story.
This is Ace and Friends. TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts. This is Ace and Friends.
I've given a lot of stuff to Goodwill through the years. Moved a couple times. You know, you get some stuff, you get rid of some stuff, and I always try to make certain that I take stuff to Goodwill.
Yeah.
And you get, my daughter used to shop at Goodwill for t-shirts all the time. A lot of people swear by it. But there's a guy going viral who went to Goodwill, and the products were not the problem that he encountered.
Listen, I had just went into Goodwill, and that smelled and ran me out of there. Listen, if you're going to donate clothes and take them to the Goodwill or any of these thrift stores, make sure you wash them, because that Goodwill smell like a big nasty fart. It smell like a big wet poot.
Oh, my God.
And I love the way he said, wet poot.
Oh, a big wet poot. Ugh.
And I don't know, because I never go in the Goodwill store.
Yeah,
you pull up around to the side where you drop the stuff off at the one that I go to over here.
I don't think I've been to a Goodwill since the early 2000s.
Yeah, it's been a long time for me.
And there's nothing wrong with it. I just don't know. You know, it's a really smart way to do things. And a lot of people do, especially a lot of younger females will shop at Goodwill just for vintage clothing, among other stuff.
Oh, is that right? Yeah. Herbert the pervert.
You can find
a lot of young women are at the Goodwill if you're interested.
My reference point was the fact that Peyton and her friends, when she was in high school and early college, they would go there to buy like concert t-shirts and all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
There's a nice parking lot across the street you can camp out at.
The bushes are right there.
You sit over here with some McDonald's and a set of binoculars and you can see everything.
Exactly.
That sounds terrible, but no, that wasn't what I was doing. I don't scope the Goodwill parking lot for young women.
Not anymore, anyway.
Well, I'm married now, so I don't have to anymore.
You locked one down.
This is Ace and Friends. Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts. Meet up with your friends.
Love it.
Ace and Friends.
I'm a huge fan of Reddit. I saw this on Reddit yesterday. What silently disappeared without anybody noticing?
Silently disappeared.
Like somebody said layaway. Do stores do layaway anymore? That just kind of disappeared and nobody said anything about it. You know, they didn't say, hey, last few days to put stuff on layaway ever this weekend, you know.
Yeah, most places switched over to trying to sell you on a credit card instead.
Right. But I mean, again, the layaway just kind of, it disappeared.
Yep, be gone.
One of the other top answers was a full size spare tire.
Oh,
nobody made an announcement. At some point, they just kind of switched over and we accepted it. Like they just, you know, things that silently disappeared without anyone noticing.
I think Jeeps are the only thing that still have those, right? The big spares.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I didn't even think about that.
One of the answers was free alterations when you buy a suit. I thought they still did. Yeah. I thought when you bought the suit, they did those free.
I think at like a men's warehouse or something like that, they'll do it because it's like a chain.
Yeah.
But in most places, I don't think I've ever done that.
The last suit that I bought, they did it for free. It was part of the deal because the pants came uncut, like unhemmed at the bottom and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, I got one. You know, like a biggie size at Wendy's. They were like, we got to get rid of this because it doesn't sound good.
I'll tell you what else disappeared at Wendy's. They had a great salad bar and it just salad and baked potato bar. And then one day they didn't.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I guess this Wendy's doesn't have it. And then before long, you realize, oh, I guess all the Wendy's just got rid. Just it silently disappeared.
And didn't McDonald's have like a thing similar, like a larger size that was something they call it something?
Yes, wasn't it the supersize?
Yeah, supersize.
Yeah,
they got rid of that because of the supersizing.
And that's why they got rid of it because of that movie.
I don't remember. Because it was very bad publicity.
Yeah, but they didn't make an announcement. It just kind of silently disappeared. That's a good one because I used to supersize everything.
Oh, of course.
I was in my super huge days.
You get a damn huge sweet tea, supersized sweet tea.
Shoot, I was toting about 254 at that time, just supersizing like crazy.
Supersizing, baby.
It's fun to think about though, things that just quietly disappeared. And the more you think about it, you know, it's like, you know, the mall has just kind of faded away, just quietly disappeared.
Cigarettes.
Oh no, they pretty much declared like, hey, we're gonna put an end to cigarettes.
Oh.
I think at least. They let you know we're trying to shut cigarettes down. Mm. We still want the money, we just don't want you to smoke.
Yeah.
But if you do, we're just gonna tax the hell out of it till we can make more money out of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is Ace and Friends. When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts. Meet up with your friends.
Love it.
Ace and Friends.
I'd like to thank Joe, who DM'd us and said, Ace and Friends is not nearly long enough. It needs to be at least 30 minutes longer.
Thank you, Joe, but mind your own damn business.
Yeah. I was about to say the same thing. We appreciate you, Joe, and your love of Ace and Friends, but most people say it's too damn long.
Well. We like the spirit in which that message was shared, but, you know.
It's
only like, 24 hours in the day.
Joe, it's like so many things, though. You know, people think, oh, I wish that song was longer. No, you don't. Because it's that's what makes it special. It's just that, you know, that's like the director's cut of a movie is never as good as the final cut of the movie.
Yeah. What's that phrase about guests and fish?
About guests and fish?
Yeah. I don't remember it, but it's applicable here.
I don't know what phrase you're talking about.
After 2 days, they start to stink. You know, you got to get rid of it.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, sometimes the shorter, you got to.
Yeah. It's like you ever hear a band puts out a song and then on the album, they'll give you the alternate version, which has like an additional 2 minutes of material in it. And you never listen to that and go, oh, it's much better with more of this in here.
No.
Yeah, on Peacock right now, that's the Fall Guy movie.
Yeah.
There's an extended edition. I was like, who wants that?
That movie doesn't even look good in shortcut. Why would I want an extended version of the Fall Guy movie?
They added 20 minutes.
20 minutes.
Oh, gosh. He's still falling.
Yeah. So our point is, Joe, we think we've... Thank you.
Thank you.
But we think we've pretty much timed this thing out.
Speaking of which, let's get on out of here.
And again, it may be a touch long every day. You never know.
This is Ace and Friends. Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts. Ace and Friends.
There is no scorn in life like mother-in-law scorn. It's a trend on TikTok now to play ex-boyfriend voicemails, ex-significant other voicemails, and in this case, it's an ex-mother-in-law, and she's hot. And the I don't know, the reason to me, it makes me laugh that she had so worked up about
this. I do not know why you have blocked me from everything, but I tell you one damn thing. I am good to you, always have been good to you, and you know what you can do? You can put my foot up your
Dang.
I've always been good to you.
Keisha.
Whoa.
I am good to you. I've always been good to you.
Holy.
I love that.
Because she blocked her. But again, why did you block her? I mean, did she need to be blocked from social media?
Clearly something. That's terrible. There was probably some type of an issue.
Which sounds that way.
You know who really is the loser in that scenario?
The husband.
The husband.
Yeah.
Because he is getting it nonstop from both sides. Wife's mad. His mom is mad. Mom's texting him, blowing him up, calling him. Wife is talking to him. Mm-hmm. Every time wife talks to him and he looks down at his phone, she's like, is that her? Is that your mama saying something about it now? And he's like, oh, my God.
Yep.
I just want everybody to leave me alone and be quiet.
Both of you can kick rocks.
Yeah. And the more he says, like, you know, I'm not in it. I do not want to be in the middle of this. They're both getting more angry at him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So no matter what he does, it's the wrong thing for somebody. And sometimes, quite often, it's the wrong thing for both people.
Yeah.
Both ladies are getting more upset with him.
Does the wife make an announcement in the house? I'm blocking your mother. Or does she just do it and then he finds out from his mother-in-law? I mean, from his mother.
Probably. I would think she just does it.
She just does it. Ugh.
Like maybe when they're not together. Mm-hmm. Like if they're not in the house, like if he's at work, she's at work, or he's at work, she's at home, whatever. And then she just says, you know what I'm doing? I'm blocking. Boom, she blocks.
Mm.
And then his mom calls him. Keisha just blocked me, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do about it? Find out what's going on. Mom, I'm in the middle of work right now. What?
Oh, my gosh.
And you know, to find out that you've been blocked, you have to go to their page, and it won't let you in. So she's clearly on her daughter-in-law's page a lot.
Mm-hmm. So she was going to look at the daughter-in-law's page, and that's when she found out she was blocked.
Mm-hmm.
Keisha? I do not know why you have blocked me from everything, but I tell you one damn thing. I am good to you, always have been good to you, and you know what you can do? You can put my foot up your...
This is Ace and Friends. TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.